Welcome to the Government IT Podcast from Converge One Government Solutions, featuring expert discussions around cloud solutions, cybersecurity, modern workplace, enterprise networking, and customer experience for government and civil agencies. And now here are your hosts, Ryan Heath and Julian Foster.
So thanks for joining us today. We're going to be talking about TDM migrations. And as we know, packet networks are changing networking and how businesses leverage new opportunities. You know, the problem is, though, that TDM networks, though they're not really sustainable, are still going to be necessary for quite a while. So we have Ryan Heath, CTO of Converge One Government Solutions, and Jim Westorp, CTO of Ciena Government Solutions, Inc., to talk about this subject today. And Ryan, I know that you have a few things that you want to discuss with Jim, so why don't we let you take it away?
Appreciate it. So Jim, you know, a lot of our customers, federal customers, DOD, it's kind of our big piece of the business. We do support a large amount of bases across, you know, CONUS and OCONUS, and majority of them, especially on the very large side, have a lot of legacy-based TDM networks running their backbone. So, you know, a lot of them are looking into kind of replacing that, upgrading them, but it's the migration strategy that's really kind of, you know, how does that pan out, getting everybody planned, a lot of logistics and, you know, thought that has to go through that. What kind of things have you kind of seen to kind of help that migration strategy for a customer that's, you know they need to go do it, they need to have a certain time frame? What are those kind of steps that you would recommend they look through?
Well, so from a steps perspective, I would say there are a couple of things. I mean, first and foremost is to really take a good look at your current network and do a good survey of what TDM circuits there are, you know, how they're utilized, where they're going. Because when you're doing a migration, if you're going to migrate from TDM to packet fully and basically get rid of your TDM services, of course, you need to know that. But if you're also doing a migration where you're leaving the TDM services in place and just migrating to a packet core or packet transport, that's another thing that you'd need to consider. So having a really good understanding of the specific circuits in place is really key so that we can provide a good solution for the customer.
You know, is there customers that you've seen very successful at doing this over the last couple of migrations you may have been a part of? What are the hurdles that you've seen kind of go through? What kind of things have they overcome? You know, what are the kind of also standard, you know, things that you do see kind of pop up during these migrations?
In terms of hurdles, kind of back to my previous point, the biggest challenge is just making sure that you've got a good handle on what specific services you're trying to migrate. Because a lot of times things are in place and they've been static and stable for years, possibly decade, yep, or more. And there's things that were written down and lost, et cetera. So, you know, that's probably the most important thing to really get in place. But, you know, in terms of things that you need to watch out for, particularly for a migration, is that when you're moving from TDM to either, you know, maintaining your TDM or doing TDM and a mix of packet over that converged packet infrastructure, one of the key things you have to be aware of is you still have to preserve your time distribution for your clients. Because in most cases, when people are doing a TDM migration, they're not getting rid of their TDM completely anyway. They're just getting rid of TDM in the transport part of the network while retaining it in the client side. And so when you do that, you move to more efficient packet-based infrastructure to carry the traffic, but you still have your TDM services at the edge so that the customer can preserve potentially some high value services that really still need that TDM interface. And so you do have to preserve time, the ability to transfer time between both sides of the network. So there are certain packet protocols that have to be set up so that you can appropriately maintain time distribution. And that's actually one of the key attributes to the Ciena solution for doing TDM migration, is that not only do we support both TDM services and Ethernet services, we also support the ability to transfer timing information between both sides of the network so that you can continue to operate as they operated before, both those TDM and packet services. And because we support both, that's where the migration comes in. You can start with your TDM services just the way they are, and then over a period of time, you can migrate those to being pure Ethernet services. And if you've got existing Ethernet services, which almost certainly you do, you can transport those as well and carry them all over what I'll call converged infrastructure. infrastructure. So a single type of network, packet-based network, to get you off of having to support two separate kinds of networks like you've historically had to do with these kind of solutions.
Yeah, I've seen that the biggest advantage that customers have that move with a CNS solution is that migration strategy, being able to support both of them at the same time and then migrate, in sections, or if it's, something on the legacy side that they're going to get rid of and they can just migrate over at a certain point, they can be able to do that.
Yeah, having what I'll call universal ports or common ports that can be either TDM or Ethernet is one of the key things that we provide our customers, and something that makes the migration itself, once you've figured out the logistics, as I mentioned with the survey that you have to do, but once that's figured out as you're migrating services, it gets pretty simple. It's either reprovisioning a port or changing a plugin.
And then, the cost of just maintaining the legacy systems is getting pretty out of hand at this point. what steps would you focus in on as a, migration strategy to get off of those, high cost circuits?
Yeah. I would say not only is it cost, but in many cases, it's supportability full stop, because there are several cases where customers are using existing TDM services, not ones that they operate themselves, but they're going over third party or carrier TDM services, and the carrier is coming back and saying, sorry, we just can't support this anymore. Or, 6 months from now, this TDM service is going away. Or what happens many times is they'll say, oh, sure, you can keep it for now. We may change our mind in another year. But oh, by the way, the cost is just tripled.
Yeah.
So there are a number of challenges that that folks run into. The steps that you want to take in order to make that migration really is, the first thing you need to do is to ideally you have two separate networks, right? You've got your existing TDM network and you've got an Ethernet network. What you do is you take your Ethernet network and you convert that by putting Ciena end equipment in it being able to support both TDM and packet over converged packet infrastructure. So you take your existing packet infrastructure and you upgrade it to support a mix of TDM and packet, and then you start migrating your services off your old TDM only network onto this converged infrastructure. And once you've migrated all those services over, then you can shut that TDM network down, get rid of the costs and logistics associated with that. And now you're operating from a overall core network perspective. It's just a packet-based network. And so now all of the whole different separate networks that you had to deal with, and logistics and costs associated with that have gone away. And now you're operating just a packet network, which chances are you already got a packet network of some kind already anyway. So the incremental logistics cost is really very small, just really managing the new Ciena equipment that supports those packet and TDM services.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big advantage right there, and just makes for the smooth migration across the board.
Yeah, and we've worked pretty hard to make that happen. And like we've talked about before, that the key is the fact that both types of services are supported, TDM and packet. Moving from one to the other is a matter of either changing an optical plugin or reprogramming a port. So it can even be done in software, and it's relatively seamless. There's upfront work, of course, but once you've started the transition, it's pretty straightforward.
And once you get through that migration strategy, now you got to support it. So the operators of the system at that point, can you kind of give an idea of what that is going to look like for them? Is it going to be a very complicated piece because now they might be supporting TDM and packet-based network? What is that?
Good question. So the incremental logistics costs and difficulty associated with this is really relatively minor, because for all intents and purposes, the network looks no different than it did before. It's still a packet-based network. You've still got the various flows that you've had to deal with. I would say there's really two different kinds of services that you've got to deal with that you might not have had to deal with before. One is you've got to carry timing, as we talked about. So there's a timing service that has to be turned up and monitored and made sure that's still up and running. And then there's just the management of the TDM ports themselves. But the mainline network, the thing where the vast majority majority of the traffic flows through. That's a packet network like any other, with, you know, VPNs and, you know, Ethernet flows just like it was before. So so really it's more of the same with a couple extra, you know, a couple extra optimizations, I'll say, for TDM.
Okay, so not a huge learning process they have to go through. They just need to concentrate on some minor things.
Yeah, the lift is up front, but once you finish the transition, the delta between the packet network as it was before and the converged packet TDM network is pretty light.
Now, with the carriers getting out of the TDM business, I mean, the way I'm looking at it is you're kind of connected to, if you're on the TDM backbone, you're connected to a legacy network anyways. From the carrier's perspective, you know, they have a higher maintenance cost for those services. They're passing those on to the customer.
Yeah,
they're probably also losing, you know, the experienced individuals to retirement, et cetera, that are maintaining those boxes on the back end.
Yeah, that's one of the key reasons why TDM migration makes sense is, you know, there's the cost that we've talked about, but there's the whole supportability aspect of it. By and large, most of the TDM equipment that you're going to see in the DoD spaces and on ranges and bases has been there a long time. And it is older equipment that's really not supportable anymore. And in most cases, is going to be manufacturing discontinued. So, you know, to the extent anything breaks or there are issues with it, you really can't buy new anymore to replace. You have to rely on having a stock of older gear that's sitting in a warehouse that you can use to replace. And there are fewer and fewer folks that still remember the various TDM protocols. So there is just a human resources issue as well, both of which are addressed by moving to converged TDM infrastructure, because now you're on modern packet infrastructure. All the constructs that you're used to using for data networks and packet networks persist. You know, yes, you still got to know a little bit about TDM because you're using that at the edge, but it's supportable, and through the core of the network, it uses current network paradigms.
And then, you know, what advantages have you seen once customers move off of the TDM? What other kind of operations can they support within their network now that they're all packet? What kind of things do you see coming up in the future that's an easy add-on because they went and did the migration?
You know, if we're talking about a customer that was initially, you know, TDM centric, right? They didn't have a packet network already, and now they've moved to a converged packet network that supports TDM at the edge. We take that as the case. The benefits there are, you know, kind of to the point we just made. It's easier to support because you can find people that know how to operate packet networks more readily. The scale of packet networks is orders of magnitude greater than it was back in the TDM days. So the ability to support increasing amounts of traffic is tremendously higher than it was before. And then, of course, there's the supportability aspect. So I would say supportability and ease of growth and higher capacity. You know, those are really the three key attributes that help a TDM network, or a packet network. We've probably gone over 8 minutes, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to thank you both. That was a fantastically informative conversation. I feel like I'm walking away a little bit more of almost a semi-expert in TDM migrations after that. We certainly covered off on the points that we wanted to talk about, improvements and hurdles and standards and cost and supporting network operations. It sounds like, you know, if anyone is in need of you know, doing a TDM migration, that Ciena and Converge One Government Solutions have certainly formed a strong partnership to help make that happen. So we're going to include some links in the description for how you can reach Converge One Government Solutions and engage Ciena in this kind of work or anything else that might be related to it. I want to thank Jim Westorp from Ciena and Ryan from Converge One Government Solutions for your time today. Thank you both very much.
Yeah, and, thank you, Ian.
Appreciate it.
You know, just one last plug, which I should have mentioned earlier, but didn't, is that in addition to the, you know, the equipment that supports the TDM migration, there's a wide variety of services that both Converge One and Ciena can offer to assist the customer in doing these analyses and actually doing the migration work. So the customer doesn't have to do this themselves. They can rely on a number of experts to help them through that.
Right, right. Thank you for adding that. It's certainly very helpful. Ryan, anything you'd like to add in closing?
No, just really here to help, you know, our customer base and walk through the process with them. This is something that we can't flip overnight. So, you know, it does take some planning, some time on both sides of the house. So looking forward to kind of getting more projects through and completed.
Thank you both very much for your time today. And again, we'll put some more information in the links below in the description. And everyone have a great day. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.